Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to a more interactive environment that's richer, that we truly love and appreciate. So we encourage you, at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, don't be shy, chime right on in. We want to encourage you, if you don't already have your notepads and pens and laptops, desktops, your smartphones with your notes, iPads, whatever you have, tablets, you get the point. You want to go ahead and grab that, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, we are looking beyond fear to hope. We're looking beyond fear to hope. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. We ask that you write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Woo, send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's program. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with continuing to expand our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, how to turn adversity into an advantage as we look beyond fear to hope. Looking beyond fear to hope. You know, this subject was really pulling on me, and it's been pulling on me because so often in my coaching practice, I have individuals that are stuck in the quicksand of fear. They want to step out on their vision. They want to move to the next level, but yet fear has them gripped. And, you know, it's important to understand that this fear that we're talking about, it is this unpleasant emotion that really causes us to believe that something or someone is going to harm us. We're going to have to deal with some pain. We're going to be a threat. And all of these various things, you've heard false evidence appearing real. But it's bottom line, fear has this doom and gloom and, oh my gosh, I can't step out because of, I don't know what's on the other side. And it's terrifying and it scares me. And so we get stuck in the quicksand on our journey of life. We get stalled on the bench, and we don't move beyond this unpleasant emotion. And I really felt so strongly with all of what we're still working through, and I sense that many of you are stuck in this very place of fear. And I want to support you today with giving you some thoughts so that you can look beyond this fear that has had you gripped and has you stuck and in the quicksand, that you would now embrace the other side, which is hope. You see, hope is a confidence, an expectation or desire for something to be fulfilled. You may not always have all of the answers, but you are in a place that is filled. You're feeling hopeful because you sense that there's something on the other side that's greater. You know, I can tell you story after story, situation after situation, experience after experience, that I had to face my fears and embrace hope. I had to move beyond my fear to get on the other side of hope. I had to look beyond the fear so that I can get on the journey of hope. And one of the things that I've grown to realize that is so true, and I love this quote that I reference often by Albert Einstein. And I reference this quote often because this quote, if you really see it, not just hear it, but if you really see it, Albert Einstein states that in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. In the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. And so when we're talking about looking beyond fear to hope, this looking beyond fear to hope is about looking for opportunities in the middle of any situation. So when we find ourselves dealing with and facing adversity, whatever that adversity may be, that we're looking to determine, how can I take this adversity, this adverse situation, and move on the other side and turn it into an advantage, something that moves me to another level. You know, I think about my personal journey. I remember when I was in property management, and some of you may have heard this story. But I was in property management, and my last position in property management, the final months that I was with this particular company, I remember I was just so gripped by sense of just feeling overwhelmed in this position and the pull and the, you know, constant pressing down on me. But in the midst of all of that, in the middle of that adversity, I knew at my core that there was something greater on the other side. I didn't know exactly what that looked like, but I knew that there had to be more. You see, I've always been one that sees the glass half full versus half empty, so I can always see there's hope for a greater tomorrow. And so I was in this position, and it was interesting because the last 3 months were really tough for me. They were really tough. Being transparent with you, our global listening audience, you know, they were really tough. And I remember thinking, wow, I got to get out of this situation. And so I began praying for an answer. I didn't know what that looked like, but I was praying for an answer because it was just such a difficult time. In property management, my home and my work were associated, so I had a lot on my plate to evaluate, but I knew something had to change. And I remember getting wind of the fact that this may be the time of my season coming to a close. You know, oftentimes we'll be asking for something, and it shows up, and it's not what we think that it is, and we're like, oh, my God, you know, we get caught in the fear. And so I ended up being released and transitioning out of this position. And in this being released and let go, I thought, I am at a fork in the road right here. I can allow the uncertainty of fear to get the best of me, or I can turn this situation, this advantage, this adversity into an advantage. You see, one of the things that I have been praying for is I had gotten the awakening of who you know me to be today that you're tuning into, Coach Adams and Motivational Monday. But see, back then, in 2005-ish, somewhere in there, I had gotten the awakening in 98, but I was still in the corporate setting doing what I had to do until I didn't have to do it anymore. But by this time, I'm feeling frustrated, and I was feeling frustrated because I knew what it was, but I didn't know exactly how to make it happen. I was afraid to step out in some cases because I didn't know what was going to be on the other side. But yes, I was in a position and feeling frustrated. I was crying out for an answer, and then I was relieved. And again, as I stated, I was at this fork in the road. I'm faced with, where will you go from here? Remember the quote from Albert Einstein, that in the middle of every difficulty. Now, I'm in the midst of difficulty in this moment of what I'm sharing with you. I'm in the midst of difficulty because, as I stated earlier, my home and my work at the time, the two were one, and they were both associated. So this change in my position and employment also changed the fact that I needed to make a shift in my living. So I was faced with and in the middle of difficulty on two different sides. And I'm facing this fork in the road. Shania Marie, what will you do right now as you're dealing with this adversity? And I remember saying that truly, this is an answer to prayer. There may be uncertainty, but it was an answer to prayer because what I was praying for that many didn't know at the time when this happened, I was praying for the answers because I knew what it was that I was to do. I was doing bits and pieces of it, but I wasn't doing it at its full scale. And that's where the frustration came in. And so when I'm faced with this fork in the road, I have to make a decision. Will I embrace this difficulty and see this as a great opportunity? Or will I allow fear to grip me? Or will I embrace hope of this expectation that's on the other side? I made the decision to embrace hope. And so I want to give you some nuggets that I want to support you with wherever you are on your journey. And you may be just looking to move to the next level. Maybe you're getting started and you're dealing with what I was dealing with at that time. And again, that's one of many stories that I could share with you. But as we're looking beyond fear to hope, because wherever you may be, at some point in time, you struggle with the fear of the unknown. This fear of the unknown that if you don't manage that moment of fear properly, the fear will get the best of you. Because life is about perspective, and this is what you need to understand. This is what I had to understand. How we view things is how we do things. So in that crucial moment of time, when I'm faced with this uncertainty and I'm dealing with this fork in the road, how I saw the situation was really up to me, and I saw it as a great opportunity. I saw it as a great opportunity because, as I stated, I was praying for some answers, and it was at that time that my life took a turn and changed, and it has not gone back to that moment to this very day. That was the starting point of full-time entrepreneurship for me and living life at its fullness on purpose. Didn't have all of the answers, didn't quite know how it was all going to work out, but what I knew was I am in the midst of a great opportunity. I had been praying and saying, Lord, I know what it is, but I haven't been able to do it. I'm frustrated and And so now I had the opportunity to pursue it and to fight for it. And the question was going to be, do you have what you need in you to continue this journey? And so when you're dealing with looking beyond, we must understand that in adversity, there are certain advantages that adversity and a crisis alone will bring. You see, in that moment, I had to stir up a specific fight that I wouldn't have known that I had in me until I was faced with that difficulty. A fight to figure things out, to determine, do I have enough passion on the inside that I'm going to do whatever I need to do? Now, mind you, no journey is perfect. No, we don't make all of the right decisions. But what I knew to be true from that moment right there, in dealing with that adversity and the difficulty, that this is an opportunity for me if I maximize and leverage the opportunity. Now, does that mean that it's an easy journey? Absolutely not. You may be on your journey today, and with all of the adversity that's gone on, and I don't know your story, and you don't know mine. I don't know what you're dealing with, and you don't know what I'm dealing with. But what I do know is that the adversity that you may be facing, in the midst of that, there are certain things that will only come out of you dealing with that situation if you maximize the moment. Because, again, in adversity, there are certain advantages that only the adversity and that crisis can bring us. Certain insight, wisdom, knowledge, growth, understanding, whatever it may be. And so right where you are, whatever you're dealing with, I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to make a shift on how you're viewing things. Because how you view things is how you do things. So if you're viewing the situation as doom and gloom, guess what? Yeah, it's doom and gloom. But if you're viewing the situation as a great opportunity, guess what? You're going to navigate differently because doom and gloom versus opportunity, there's different energy that's released. And so I encourage you in your situation, move beyond the fear and see the hope. And that's what we're doing. We're looking beyond the fear of a situation, and we are embracing hope. What are you hoping for? What is that confident expectation of what you are hoping to happen? Maybe it's a dream that you stopped dreaming about because of all of the adversity, and you've lost sight on what you really desire. I want to support you, and I want to encourage you to get back to that, to tap back into that. Because until you do what you've been created to do, guess what? You're going to always be frustrated because you are not living out the purpose in which you were created for. Whenever you're trying to be that square peg fitting into a round hole, there's always going to be friction, or as we're speaking about, adversity, difficulty. Why? Because you're trying to fit into a space that you were not designed for. But when you are that round peg fitting perfectly in the round hole in which you were created for, yes, it doesn't mean that there are not difficult moments on the journey. But you're embracing those difficult moments aligned in the space that you were created for. Therefore, there's not the friction of what begins to happen when you're trying to squeeze that round peg into that square hole, and there's frustration because you're trying to make something fit in a space that it wasn't designed for. But you're that round peg going into the hole that you were created for, that round hole, there's a seamlessness in that fit because there's an alignment of purpose. And I want you to also be aware that without the adversity that you may be dealing with, we wouldn't have the advantages of certain opportunities. Because when you get on the other side of whatever it is that you may be dealing with, when you move to the next level of whatever it is that you may be facing, you could be in a business situation. And you could be right at the verge of a contract closing. I know for me, when I was in real estate, I was at that place of a key transaction preparing to close. And it didn't because of various things. And that was disappointing for me. And I tell you, it was a defining moment. But I was able to glean great life lessons and wisdom from that moment that truly propelled me into my purpose. But with each situation that you face, if you allow it to be an opportunity for growth, if you take the time to pause and reflect and get the wisdom from the situation, see the strengths, identify the weaknesses so that you can grow forward, so that you can build on the strengths and improve the weaknesses. Therefore, now, with the adversity, you are gaining some advantages and greater opportunity that without, you would not have been able to see that because you would not have been in the pressure point of that particular situation that has stirred something in you to another level, stirred something greater in you. The other thing that is important to understand is we're looking beyond fear to hope. It's not about how can I take advantage of other people. And that is so important to understand that we don't want things to get skewed. This journey is all about you. It's not about the other person. Oh, believe me, I know it's so much easier to want to point the finger at others. I, too, have been guilty on my journey. But I'm growing and I'm still in process. Know that I'm in the trenches with you. I'm on the journey with you. I may be a few steps ahead of you as a coach, but I'm still in process on the journey. And I'm gleaning the insight and wisdom that I need to move to the next level as well. And so this journey, we want to recognize that it really is not about other people. And yes, other people may be involved on your journey. But the insight that you need to gain to move to the other side, to move to another level in the midst of your difficulty, it's not about the other people. You know, we have a tendency to exaggerate the circumstances of the past. We spoke briefly about that because that is a part of Today Matters, and we spoke about that 2 weeks ago. And what's going to happen, many will be exaggerating 2020 and blaming everything on COVID-19, not taking any responsibility. And granted, there are some circumstances that happened that were beyond our control. Please don't misunderstand me. But in any situation, what is truly key is how do we respond in those situations? Do you have the right perspective in dealing with any situation, whatever you're faced with today? Do you have the right perspective? Because as I stated, how we view things is how we do things. Are you a Debbie Downer in every situation? No matter what you're facing, you can find the negative You know, I often am listening. My ears are fine-tuned for how people process in any given situation. And there are some that I tell you, there is negative to be seen in a situation. Oh, my goodness, they go to that instantly. Because that's how they view things. That's their perspective. And this journey is really about our perspective. How do you view things? Do you, again, as you've heard this statement so frequently, is your glass half empty or half full? I'm not the first to say it, because it's about the point of view, the perspective. Again, how you view things is how you do things. So when you're on your journey, you really have to ask yourself, you have to step back and ask yourself, do I have the right perspective? I am one I fight for, seeing the good in any situation. Sometimes, honestly, it can be to a fault, because I really want to see the good in the situation. I really do. And I recognize that that came from being a little girl who was stricken with eczema. So my skin was really bad. Growing up, I was born with eczema. And so I had a really bad skin condition all the way into my young adult years. And I remember kids are very cruel, because I didn't know any better. And so they would ridicule and talk about me badly because of the condition of my skin. And as a little girl, I remember crying out, almost like I was in a little prison, like, that's not me, see me. And because of that, see people beyond the shell. And so, yes, to a fault, oftentimes I'm fighting to see the different point of view. I'm fighting to see the good, the positive in people and in situations. Again, sometimes to a fault. But that's simply my point of view. And, you know, the interesting thing is that for all of us, there's the pathology that has created our point of view and who we are growing up, our experiences, those disappointments, whatever it may have been that could have been breaking points. It shaped us in some way. It became our paradigms in how we saw the world around us. Again, how we view things is how we do things. It doesn't mean that we can't make a shift. It just means that we have to be aware of how are you viewing things. How are you viewing things? Because you have the power, even in that moment of fear, to shift the energy of that fear. Again, as we're looking beyond fear to hope. You know, I think of a mom when her child, her bear cub, I'm saying bear cub figuratively speaking, but when that her child is at jeopardy, she turns into a superhero when her child is being threatened. Yes, she's dealing with fear, but guess what? She learned how to shift that energy of fear and use it as a superpower versus allowing it to paralyze her in that moment. And that's what we are looking to do. You've been lingering in that place of fear too long, sitting on the sidelines of life, sitting on the bench of life, afraid to take a risk, afraid to stretch out of your comfort zone, afraid to try something, afraid. Take a risk. Step out. Know that there's hope on the other side. It may not be exactly what you thought it would be, but if you step out and take a risk, you know, I think about one of the books that I reference very frequently because it's just one of my favorites, Who Moved My Cheese? How do you handle those moments of time when you're dealing with and facing change? Will you embrace the change and move to the next level of vibrancy, whatever that may mean, you allow fear to get the best of you. And so figuratively, you have died. Yes, you're walking around, but you are a dead man, dead woman walking. Because you have not allowed yourself to move beyond that fear that has you so gripped that you're dead. Because you don't want to embrace change. And I want to challenge you today that your dreams are worth it. Whatever your goals are, they're worth it. Whatever your vision is, it's worth it. And you deserve it. And you owe it to yourself to pursue it. You owe it to yourself to pursue it. Because you don't want to have what it could have, should have. I wish I would have. If only I did it. Don't get stuck there. Don't get stuck there. Because good things come out of bad situations and bad things. We have the right perspective. If you have the right point of view and you can grow beyond it, make the shift. See, some people, they get stuck into that victim mindset. Oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. In any situation, you don't take responsibility. You don't take ownership for your role in it. You're just like, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. This is happening to me. Well, if you want to see change, then activate. Get moving. Move away from the situation. Make some different decisions. Again, as you often hear me say, our regular listeners, get off the bench. Oh, my gosh, it's so easy to be sitting on the bench and talk about what's happening on the field. You know, we just had the Super Bowl. I'm sure many of you were watching it on your TV. You're like, why did he make that play? Run, 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 run. Easy to sit on the sidelines and say what you would do. But here's the thing. You're on the sideline. Let's see what happens when you get in the game. Let's see what happens when you're on the field. How will you respond then is the question. But even in the midst of adversities, again, there are good things that can come out of that. If you have the right perspective, if you see the insight in it, if you see the wisdom in it, if you grow from it, and you come out better on the other side, guess what? That's a good thing. You have now taken that adversity. You have now taken the poo-poo that life has given you, and you've shifted that energy. You know, it's interesting, and many appreciate and like this individual that I'm about to name. I was listening to a bit of her story and just was reconnecting and reminded of it. Oprah Winfrey. I think you know that name, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Uh-huh. And hearing her story and being reminded of where she came from. See, she could have easily said that I've grown up in these adverse conditions. You know, I remember her sharing in the story that her grandmother said, Oprah Gail, you better learn how to put these clothes on the clothesline. Because you're going to be doing this one day. And she said, no, I'm not. She knew that there was greater hope on the other side. And she knew, no, I'm not going to do that. But many of us allow ourselves to get compressed by the environment that we're in. And that's your decision. Because in that moment, that was a defining moment for her. And remember, we said how you view things is how you do things. So if she would have embraced, yes, I guess that is going to be my life, hanging clothes on the clothesline, so I better learn how to do that. But she said, no, that's not going to be my life. again, how you view things is how you do things. So have the right perspective. If you're struggling right now, you need to check your point of view, your perspective. And I assure you that your perspective is a direct result of what you are allowing into your ID, what's being deposited in you. Many have been dealing with fear in this season because all that they're allowing to program them is the television. They're telling you their vision of this health crisis and what they want you to believe and all of the social and all of the stuff that's going on. And I'm not minimizing it. I'm not making light of it. I've been living through it with you as well. But what I do know is that how we view things is how we do things. And if I see doom and gloom and the sky is falling, yeah, absolutely, the sky is falling. But if I see it as a sunny day in the midst of the storm that may be just on the other side, guess what? I shifted my point of view, and things look a little brighter. They look a little better because of my perspective and my point of view. So when we're looking beyond fear to hope, our perspective, as I mentioned, is so key. How we view things is truly how we do things. Our responses are based on our point of view. Our responses are based on paradigms, are based on the experiences that we have had. As I stated, the little girl in me, she would cry out and say, "This is not me." So she then, in turn, knew that people misjudged her as a little girl because of the outer shell of what was on the skin. And so she wanted to take the time to see beyond that in others because of what? Her point of view. So she responds based on that. Again, I can tell you other stories, but we are not our history. You have an opportunity to change the narrative of what has been your story and create a new story with each moment that you're given. And what will you do with the story of today? What will you do with the moment that you have before you today? I want you to imagine, if you will, that you are approaching a cliff. Again, we're talking about perspective. On one side, there's fear of the unknown. I'm headed to this cliff. But I want you to really allow your imagination to flow with me. You're afraid to even approach the edge of the cliff because fear has you gripped. But remember, perspective, how you view things is how you do things. So one person is afraid to even approach the cliff. The other person, they approach the cliff with fire and hope and passion. They get to the cliff and the other person is watching them, looking and saying, wow, they're going all the way up and they're afraid to even approach. And the next thing that you know, the person that is embracing with fire and passion, they jump off of the cliff. Because what the person that's held back from fear doesn't know, there is this beautiful tropical aqua green body of water below that if you just allow yourself to be free, again, how you view things, how you do things, this person knew hope was on the other side. And so they jumped off into this beautiful body of water and they're feeling nourished by this hope that's on the other side of endless possibility. Whereas the other person is stuck and they're wondering, oh my God, they jumped over. And they're afraid to embrace the unknown. You know, it's interesting because I heard a story from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And I don't know if this is an original story, but I heard it from him. And he talks about these lobsters in an aquarium. And some of you may have heard me share this story because I think it's so truly profound. Because it deals with perspective. And the little lobsters in this aquarium, you know, they were all good and fine at the bottom. But this one lobster decides, I'm breaking free. I'm getting out of here. He saw the hope of a greater tomorrow. They're all in the aquarium waiting to be boiled alive. They're going to be coming up on someone's plate. And this one lobster said, nope, that's not going to be my story. I'm going to change the narrative of this story of my life. I'm breaking free. I'm getting out of this aquarium. Again, how you view things is how you do things. And that little lobster saw hope for a greater tomorrow. He said, my story doesn't have to be what their story is going to be. I'm going to change the narrative. And so he starts to crawl out. But this is what's interesting that happens. He starts to crawl out, and guess what? The other lobsters, they keep trying to pull him down. And he says, no, I'm getting out of here. And they keep pulling him down. And finally, he breaks free, and he jumps out of the aquarium. And he embraces a new world. The others, they ended up on someone's plate. One of them may have ended on my plate at some stage because I love lobster. You never know. But I think you get the point of the story. I think you understand that, as we were stating, again, how you view things is how you do things, your perspective. What is your perspective when it comes to adversity? Adversity will make you do things that you wouldn't normally do unless you were in that moment of that challenge. You know, I remember when I first, this is so funny, when I first took on the role as global master trainer for my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, I took the reins from the other master trainer, and a part of the responsibility was that I had to have the seminar manual printed every month, right? But this is not like, quote unquote, my area of expertise, but I'm up for the challenge of doing whatever. There were some changes that needed to be made, and all of that. Remember, I'm talking about adversity will make you do things that you wouldn't necessarily do. I knew the mindset of a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. And so I'm enforcing this winner in me. I'm fighting to find this winner in me. And this was like in 2005. And so there were so many challenges that happened with this first print. I mean, every adversity that could come up came up. Challenge after challenge with the form, the way that the file was formulated, with making the edits and the changes, with the printer. I mean, just all of these different things. Now, I was dealing with, in that moment, a fork in the road. Will I quit and give up, or will I continue to fight, figure it out? Because again, adversity will make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. You see, because I was in the pressure point of that moment, it caused me to dig deeper in my fight. That was one of my first lessons of recognizing that if I really force, it'll happen. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. But in that moment, because I knew quitting was not an option, I knew I had to figure it out. And guess what? I figured it out. But this is what was so powerful about that moment. I saw something greater in me that I didn't know I had in me that wouldn't have come out of me until that moment. And then I learned from the situation. Lessons learned so that I wouldn't duplicate it again, so that the next time the process would be different and easier, and each time it got easier and better as I grew into the system and the routine of that. But it didn't always start that way. And I would not have realized the fight that I had in me until that defining moment. I can share with you other moments that became defining moments that until we're dealing with a situation, we don't know how we would handle it. And again, so easy to sit on the sidelines and say what you would do and what you would not do when you're on the sidelines. But honestly, we really don't know what we would do until we're facing a situation. And that is the power of difficulty, adversity, struggle, challenge, whatever you're facing, that it now reveals to you what you have on the inside. The weak spot, the strength. You know, I was dealing with one of my clients in a session, and we went through this process, and she said, wow, I didn't know I had it in me. But it was the adversity that brought it out of her. And that's a part of what we're talking about, that there are certain things that will only come out when you're facing an adversity. When we're dealing with an adversity, it's revealing for us. And we can either use it to our advantage, or we can die in the midst of that challenge. Figuratively speaking, and quit and give up. If you have it in your mind that quitting is not an option, just like in that moment, I knew not having a seminar manual was not an option. And yes, I released some tears that night, but I knew not having a manual wasn't an option. So I had to figure it out. What situation are you facing today that you now need to figure it out? You need to pull greater on the strength and the power of what's on the inside of you. See, I know my superpower. Let me tell you. Okay, lean in. Okay, wait. Let me tell you my superpower. Oh, my gosh. Do you want to know my superpower? My superpower, okay, hold on to your seat. This is going to be earth-shattering. My superpower is my relationship with Jesus Christ, my God. Now, I'm not trying to press my beliefs on you, but let me tell you, I know that that's my superpower. What is your superpower? What do you pull on for strength when you're dealing with adverse, difficult, challenging situations? Because you have to have something greater and stronger in you when you're dealing with the stuff, because if not, guess what? Our humanity side will say, I'm going to quit. Do you have to set it up in your mind? Whatever you're facing, it will not get the best of you, but you will use it to get the best of it. Did you hear that? You will not allow it to get the best of you, but you will use it to get the best out of it. That means you grow and become stronger and greater and a better version of you through the the situation. Because it's natural for each and every one of us, I'm guilty, that we want to stay in our comfort zone. I, too, I'm like, yes, can I just stay in my comfort zone? But this is the greatest wisdom that I learned many years ago from my mentors, that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. It is this constant stretching out of our comfort zone. We have to maintain that tension from where we are to where we desire to go. Think of it as a rubber band. If the rubber band loses its tension, the rubber band now does not serve a purpose, the purpose that it was intended for. It's now useless. So you have to maintain that tension from where you are to where you desire to grow. Because in a crisis, the press of the crisis, the press of the adversity, the press of the challenge, the difficulty, it requires us to change. And that's the biggest thing that many of us resist. We don't want to change. We want to stay in our comfort zones, in that zone of comfort, and what we know is familiar. So we allow fear to get the best of us, and we don't embrace what we don't know and hope on the other side because of that. Oh, my gosh, I'm looking at the time. This is amazing how quickly time flies. As you see, I, Coach Adams, was so full on today. I trust that you have gotten some great wisdom and insight from what has been shared today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want to remind you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. I am so excited that I have just launched my Winner's Circle. My Winner's Circle is my membership subscription, and I'm so excited about this for you because membership has its privileges and true benefits. If you would like to learn more about my Winner's Circle, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com. Again, I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. You know, I didn't have an opportunity to go to our lives today because, wow, amazing how quickly time flies. But guess what? We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum so we can continue the conversation, and we would love to continue to do that with you. So if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group and all are welcome. Simply ask to join. You can ask a question there. You can make a comment, give show recommendations. Maybe there's a guest that you think would be great for the show. You can do all of that through our social media, and we're on all platforms. And so I want you to know that you should not lose focus on your goals. Regardless of whatever the adversity may be that you're dealing with, do not lose focus on your goals. Make it up in your mind and determine what will you do differently this year, 2021, to get different results. Because this next level of you is going to require something different of you. Are you willing to do whatever is required, that different thing, to get different results? Well, this is Coach Adams, and I'm here for you with my full circle of empowerment, but I must sign off for now. I want to leave you with this. As you know, we leave you with this each week. I coach and you win. We thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to re-engaging with you on